From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Very interested in the dairy result this morning. I mean, it's flattish, but it's not bad, all things considered, isn't it?
No, we'll take that one. Yeah. I mean, it was always going to be pretty hard to back up the last global dairy trade auction result where, that global dairy trade price index rose 8.3%. And remember that important whole milk powder delivered a fairly staggering, 13 to 14% rise in the index for that period. But that great result we saw last time probably heightened the focus on this morning's auction. So how would that go? Would it enhance the economic milieu that we've got at the moment? Or did the previous auction extinguish all that bullish fervour? So expectations might were for a flat, maybe slightly negative result. That's what we got. So price index down 0.7%, slight weakness. If we look across the underlying categories, the important stuff, whole milk powder up 0.6%, that's steady, nothing wrong with that in the current environment. Skim milk powder down 0.5%. I like to round up, so I'll call that flat. Butter down 4.9% and hydrous milk fat down 2.8%. Broadening out the lens a little bit, Mike, we're now starting to see upgrades to the farmgate milk price. So I think we're now starting to focus on the extent and speed with which the global dairy demand recovers, and importantly as well, I suppose, how the supply dynamic pans out. So what have you got? You got 2019-2020, that's the current season we're in, midpoint of the forecast, farmgate milk price, $7.15 of the estimates. We go a year out, 2020-21, the estimate's $6.15. So while the forecast for next year is a bit of a drop, given all the turmoil, I think things could have been worse. Bit of optimism now over the rebound in the Chinese economy. And look, I'm nothing if not consistent here, Mike. I will draw attention, as I always do, to the currency, the New Zealand dollar. It's over 66 cents against the US this morning. So a stronger New Zealand dollar takes some of the sheen off those higher export prices. But we'd rather see those export prices going up than down.
Yes, we would. And we've got some numbers on the exports after 6:30. So we'll have a look at them. You seen the Tesla price?
Tesla.
$1,643 and he makes a couple of cars.
Kind of crazy, actually. There's some interesting research overnight. Somebody looking at the comparing Tesla at a $300 billion with some of the other big tech companies at $300 billion. And surprise, surprise, it's slightly overpriced.
Yeah, he's my, well, he's riding the market, isn't it? I mean, if you look at the market, you go, what COVID crisis?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're selling like hotcakes, aren't they? But look, there's not a lot of sense in some of these share prices around the world at the moment. Like Tesla is the poster child for that.
All right, so what about the recovery? That's continuing generally, though, isn't it? I mean, we must be close to a high by now, mustn't we?
Yeah, so we're continuing to see the share market recovery from those post-COVID-19 lows. So it's sort of 4 months on now from those dark days at the end of March. A look at Australasian markets yesterday, Mike. ASX 200, they had a really good day, up 155 points. That's a 2.58% gain for the day. So that's a very strong close. That represents the highest point that we've seen on the Aussie index since the COVID low, or what I call the COVID low on the 23rd of March. So it's up about 35%. The thing is, they're still below where they were at the start of the year, still approximately about 8% low. The NZX 50 yesterday, we're flirting with those highs post that March madness, but now we have the NZ market, also strong day yesterday, has recovered to be above the start of the year. Now, I know the NZX index includes dividends, but if I compare the Aussie market on the same basis, they are still below the start of the year. Aussie market got a shot in the arm yesterday. They got $20 billion more being added to the federal government's coronavirus support package. That was courtesy of Josh Frydenberg. Our Reserve Bank of Australia governor, he also reassured markets the central bank was there for them. They do what's necessary. Our market got a real big boost when the Aussie market opened up yesterday, actually, at 12 o'clock. It was quite interesting to see. So they're also still processing the news you talked about, Mike, about that EU fiscal package. So that's sort of a, you know, cross-border cooperative package, but that's helping US market up overnight as well. Actually being led by the boring names overnight, Mike. Coke, Exxon, Chevron, Amex, Boeing, and the tech companies, the sexy stuff, not doing quite so well.
No, I saw Coke was down significantly, but they're seeing a bit of an increase now that people are slowly getting unlocked around the world. What are the numbers?
Yeah, as we look at it this morning, the Dow Jones 26,950, up 269 points. That's 1% gain. S&P 500 3274, up 23.7. And the Nasdaq has just actually come into positive territory, 10,770. So just marginally above where it was last night. The FTSE 100, 6269, up 8.13%. The Nikkei 22884, up 167 points. Shanghai Composite up 7 points, 3320. Ian, just to repeat those numbers, 6156 on the ASX 200 and 11,736 on the Internet 50. The currencies, Kiwi dollar stronger against the US, 0.6642, 0.9311 Aussie, 0.5759 Euro, 0.5206 pounds, 70.89. All the gold bugs out there will be just ecstatic. They'll be euphoric this morning. $1,843 is the gold price, and Brent crude, $44.21.
Have a good one, mate. We'll catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.